This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
O'clock Central, broadcasting worldwide. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up and go on the loose. Thunder rings in my head. Grab some silence.
That line of this song is when the hitman comes. He knows that he's been cheated. He's killing a member of his own family. Is the money really worth it to sell out humanity? Are you really betting on the right side? Only being honorable will fulfill you. Nothing else will. Bullet hits the bone. All right. I want to go back to Debbie. Look, I want to be very, very clear about this, the way the laws work in this country. You should consult a physician before you drink pure spring water. You should consult a physician before you inhale oxygen into your lungs. You should consult a physician before you walk in the park. You should consult a physician because they're God and the FDA is God, and they decide what you can and can't do. And they're trying to say that you can't say vitamin C is essential. If you don't have it, you will die. That's a fact. It's a known fact. Like, if you don't have oxygen, you'll die. But they don't want you saying that either. I couldn't sell cans of oxygen to scuba divers and say, you need this to live when you're underwater. They would say, that's a medical claim, I can't say it. So I agree with them. I can't tell you that oxygen is needed or that water is needed to live on this planet. I'd be racist if I did tell you that. Knowledge is racist. I can't tell you 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's whatever they say. I can't tell you, the flu vaccines are known to kill people, even though the insert says it. Actually, I will say that, and I can tell you that. They'd like us to believe we don't have any speech. We do. But I'm not going to make claims about any of the products at InfoWarsLife.com. I mean, some of them are patented ingredients like the BioPQQ and stuff. We can say whatever we want because it's studied, it's proven, it's fact. It's basically a pharmaceutical that's still over the counter. But when it gets to like colloidal silver, antibiotics don't work on everything, neither does silver. It depends on the pathogen, the bacteria, you name it. So I don't want to sit up here and say it's some panacea and make a medical claim. I'm not. I know that I had a bad eye infection this week, and I went, you know what? I've had this a day. I'm about to go to the doctor. I'm going to put colloidal silver in it. Within hours, half the redness was gone. By the nighttime, 90% was gone. The pain was gone in hours. The bacteria or whatever it was stopped eating my eye, I believe. Now, my dad got sick taking care of my uncle and others, and it killed him. And my dad kept taking antibiotics, and I'm like, Dad, and this is before we were even selling colloidal silver, it's the very same stuff we private labeled. He said, I'm going to get better. He's still trying to go to work and stuff. And I poured, and I don't say do this because this is a toxic amount. I'm just being honest what I did. You said you took double the amount. Somebody's already going to die. Hospital's telling you, I mean, whatever. Desperate times take desperate measures. I'm not saying do that's what I did. I made him drink 2 bottles in a week. 30 parts per million, and it kicked it, we believe. He was on his 3rd round of antibiotics, wasn't working. He was in bed all the time. That's how my uncle was. And by the time my uncle was in the hospital, my aunt couldn't get colloidal silver in him. He was the type, was in super good shape, didn't take anything. So I don't think we can say that your aunt was fixed by this known antibiotic. I'm just saying it's part of the arsenal. More and more mainline science is trying to come out with it. Hospitals are starting to use it. But it's so inexpensive, Big Pharma hates it. But, ma'am, finishing your story, Debbie, I appreciate your call. Finish your story.
Well, that basically was it. She's doing better, but I also give the colloidal silver to my pets when they're not well. My neighbor's pet had a UTI. She couldn't afford a vet appointment, so I gave her a bottle, and it cured her dog.
Silver is extremely toxic to bacteria, and it's known to knock out a lot of viruses. I mean, it's very serious stuff, and it supposedly in low dosages isn't bad on the body, but high dosages, I mean, it's toxic. I mean, I'd liken it to chemotherapy, really. It's like bug poison. Yeah, it'll kill cells, it'll kill cancer, it'll hurt other stuff, but silver's a lot milder than that, obviously, but I just don't want to say it's a panacea. There are some folks that think, but I mean, hey, when other stuff isn't working, isn't it great God gave us silver?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, ma'am, for that info. I really appreciate that testimony. You wanted to comment on the TSA. If you can hold, that's fine. But I have a guest popping in. I'll get you on, or you can go. But thank God for your aunt, and thank God she's better. That's very exciting news. Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop. You save.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Talcum Powder Justice with principal office in California is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you haven't seen The Blasphemous Criminal Evil, we're going to play a short clip of it coming up here in just a few minutes. Our guest will be gone then. At the bottom of the hour, we'll continue with your phone calls. Mark Meekin joins us. He's an online gamer, streamer, YouTuber, and leader of the so-called Dank Brigade. And I see hammers and sickles and stuff on his YouTube side. I don't know if that means he thinks Mao Zedong's cute or Lenin's cute or whatever. But he described himself as a liberal. And that kind of comes off watching some of his videos. And they're funny. He's a talented guy. You know, John Cleese made skits making fun of Adolf Hitler of Monty Python fame. We have Charlie Chaplin famously with his short film The Dictator making fun of Hitler dressed up as Hitler. We have Disney doing it, but this guy isn't allowed to do it. The police came and arrested him. Mark Meekin, again, joins us. I believe he's in Scotland. He can tell me where he's at. But I know it was all over the, you know, it's in Scotland. That's where the cops went and arrested him, came to his house. And just the media with a straight face said, yeah, you don't make a video with your pug doing the Hitler salute. I made a video 3 years ago when they were banning the JCPenney teapot because someone thought it looked like Hitler. It's a silver-colored teapot with a black handle. Looks nothing like Hitler, but someone could see it. Like if you see Hitler in a cloud, do you ban that? And so I pointed out that my French bulldog captain looks like he has a Hitler mustache. Will I be arrested? If you're a TV viewer, there it is. The Hitler dog, ladies and gentlemen. And again, Captain doesn't mean it that he looks like Hitler. The question is, why did I pick him as a puppy? Maybe that shows my subconscious love for Hitler. Maybe I should be taken in, interrogated like 1984 until I tell the truth. I mean, this is meant to be over the top. This is meant to where they can ban any speech they want, whenever they want, while our governments bring in radical jihadists, while they allow all these other disparate groups to come in and spew whatever anti-Semitic garbage, whatever they want. And quite frankly, I say if you're a citizen of a country, you got free speech, you can say it, as long as you don't hurt somebody. But will there be purges of people that maybe look like Hitler, or their dog looks like Hitler, or maybe people keep seeing Mary or Jesus in bagels and danishes? If someone sees Hitler, maybe in vines growing on your house, will you be arrested? And by the way, I'm not joking. That's what this is. With the teapot and JCPenney, it's reaching that level where now people say, hey, let's get Mexican food. People say, don't say the word Mexican. Or let's go get Chinese. Don't say Chinese. I've seen it in Austin. People shouted down. Knowledge is now criminal. Just like homosexual. They say that's a hateful word. Robin Page of the BBC was actually arrested a decade ago, a host of One Man and His Dog, because he said rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Mexicans or Muslims or anybody else. He listed a whole group of people. And ladies and gentlemen, because he said homosexual, he was arrested. Heterosexual, homosexual. Even if something's hurtful, he should be able to say it. But Facebook says no. So that's where all this is going, to shut down free speech, not to stop radicals or whatever, or extremists. We're going to go to our guest here in a moment. But first, here's Paul Watson commenting on the viral video from Mark Meakin. We'll also give you his YouTube channel and more if you want to see the thought crimes for yourself. But since then, tens of millions of views, hundreds of articles. And I want to admit, I was reading, he said he was sorry. I want to hear still if he thinks he's bad. I don't think he's bad. I think Mark's a funny guy. He may have bad taste in politics, but hey, that's his right. We're going to talk to him in a moment, but here's Paul Watson breaking it down.
28-year-old Marcus Meacham was arrested for hate crimes after posting this joke video of his girlfriend's dog reacting to Nazi slogans.
My girlfriend is always ranting and raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is. And so I thought I would turn them into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi. Buddha, do you want to gas the Jews? Gas the Jews? Jews.
See, Kyle.
Jews.
The video went viral, receiving 18,000 thumbs up to just 1,200 thumbs down. The vast majority of viewers thought that it was hilarious, but thanks to a small minority of perpetually offended retards, Meacham got a home visit from the Scottish.
And then he got arrested. All right, let's stop Paul's video right there. And again, Paul is pronouncing his name Meacham like I did. It's Meakin is how he likes it pronounced. And Mark Meakin joins us. Mark, I tell you, I don't know if I can be associating with somebody like you. I mean, you got a Guy Fawkes mask behind you, too. If you kind of cut off the handlebar mustache and only left the middle, that'd be Hitler as well. Do you want to, I mean, are you really sad for what you did? Are you really sorry?
I feel in the long run I didn't do anything wrong. It was clearly satire. It was clearly a joke. I wasn't setting out to cause any hurt or offense to any people. If anything, I was wanting people to laugh. Just obviously it was taken the wrong way. That was the whole, really.
Maybe you are a bad person. Maybe John Cleese should be arrested. Have you seen him do his Hitler spoofs that I think are probably, you could say, more distasteful than yours?
Yeah, I've seen the joke where he actually, you know, done the whole moustache thing, and he even goose-stepped out the room and things like that as well. I've seen all the jokes like that. I've seen various jokes in relation to, you know, Nazis, Jews, and things like that as well. But
it doesn't matter if England and the UK fought Hitler. Now you've got to take on Hitler's mantle. Do you want to apologize for Hitler right now?
It's not my duty to apologize for Hitler. You know, it wasn't my fault or anything like that.
Do you want to apologize for Jar Jar Binks?
No, I don't need to apologize for that, no.
You are wearing a Star Wars shirt.
Yeah. I'm not a Jar Jar Binks fan myself, no.
That's because you're racist against Caribbean lizards?
No, I'm not racist against Caribbean lizards either, no.
Well, all right, now, we're starting to watch you a little closer. Actually, we may be onto something here. Getting serious, describe what the police did, what ended up happening. I mean, did they have straight faces? Or how could they watch your pug horrified by Hitler? That was a cute pug, by the way. I mean, what's the issue here?
Well, they came to my house. As soon as they arrived, they said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." They explained why they're here and everything, and I let them in. They explained the situation that it's being classed as a hate crime, and then they just basically said, "Well, we're here to arrest you." They let me get changed and stuff like that, but while I was getting changed, they were going around my house. They were taking photos of everything in my house. And stuff like that as well. They were, like, taking photos of, like, the wall behind me and everything like that as well.
Are they, like, social justice warriors themselves? They thought they had, like, a thought criminal on their... I mean, how were they behaving? Were they taking this serious?
And they were taking it serious, yeah. They basically... some of the things that they were saying to me as well was one of the officers felt that the video could actually promote hatred towards Jews. They thought it actually promoted Nazi culture, and they feel it could actually inspire people to hate Jews instead of just see it as a piece of satire, which is what it was.
Have you heard, it's actually in mainstream news, that they're now hiring former Stasi commanders in Germany to list people criticizing open borders, and the German police are arresting them? I mean, this is starting to get scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just that it just sort of feels that I understand that there are certain things that they actually have to arrest people for and certain things that should be regarded as crimes. I don't think hurting someone's feelings is a crime. It's not a crime in any sense.
No, it's never been under common law, Magna Carta, or anything else in the West. But in Saudi Arabia, it is. If a woman goes out without a hood on her head, they can kill her because that hurts her husband's feelings. And the left seems to ally with those folks. Let me ask you this question: Where are you now? Are you still charged? Are they still proud of themselves? Are they going to arrest John Cleese? I mean, is there an arrest warrant out for him?
No, as far as I know, the police haven't spoken to me since then. I was arrested. I was kept in jail overnight. I was kept in jail for court for the next day. Just before I was due to go to court, I was granted what's called procurator fiscal liberation, which means the procurator fiscal decided to release me. This can either be a case of they didn't feel like they had enough evidence to actually bring the charge
against. Well, sure, but sir, that's a false arrest. And under Magna Carta common law and the Scottish Constitution, you are due serious restoration. This is a civil rights violation. And if you don't get... See, the reason people in the UK are so bullied is you're so friendly, you're so nice, and you have to stand up for everybody's rights, sir. I think you really should bring legal action against them because there aren't thought crimes last time I checked.
Well, I thought that as well, but obviously until all this, you know...
No, I mean, it's the police that need to be arrested. Seriously.
Yeah. A lot of people were kind of finding it funny because the police thought the video itself was offensive. They thought it was going to promote, you know, hatred of Jewish people and things like that as well. But instead, all the arrest did was actually drew even more and more attention towards the video itself. Like, because ever since
the arrest... obviously, I mean, are you out to get Jews? I mean, even if you were, it's your free speech, but I mean, are you out to get Jews? I mean, you come off as a big leftist on your side.
No, I don't hate anyone. I don't hate any creed or race or anything like that at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's very stylish in Trendyville, and I'm not saying you're a bad guy. You are very funny, trendy, and you're an extra talented guy, to be outrageous, correct? I mean, that's kind of the style right now.
Short comedy is kind of what I do. I make a lot of offensive jokes. I laugh about terrible things and stuff like that as well, but it is all satire. I don't really...
No, I get it. I mean, that's all the rage in any big comedy club.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It kind of seems, though, you actually need to have your job listed as comedian, though, to, you know, get away with it.
Well, we're going to go out to break here with just a clip of John Cleese, again, committing thought crimes far worse than yours at Monty Python. And I'm calling for the Scottish police to put a warrant out for John Cleese. Here it is.
As hate speech, then my entire channel is hate speech. It's getting close to where I'm going to have to leave the country simply to continue to make YouTube videos. They're already arresting people who criticize Muslim immigration on Twitter. Now satire, frigging satire that's not even malicious, will not be tolerated. And this is by no means a one-off case. Just a few days ago, a Muslim police chief in Manchester said, freedom of speech does not mean freedom of offending culture, religion,
or tradition.
Right.
So let's stop there and back up to Cleese, because they showed the video for TV viewers, but I want to play it for radio listeners as well. And John Cleese has come out and said, you can't go to a college campus or even on TV and say anything now. And that's what Seinfeld's daughter came and said, how dare you say you're moving back to New York so I can meet more boys. Men and women together is bad. And he thought she was really stupid until he found out, no, that's what they're teaching. Male, female, he, she, don't say it. Someone else might not be a he or a she. Well, okay, but I'm allowed to be a he or a she or whatever I want. You can be a 5 foot, you know, black woman and think you're a 7 foot Chinese jet pilot from Pluto, but it doesn't make it real. But listen, I don't hate you because you think you're a 7 foot Chinese jet pilot from Pluto. The point is, I'm going to be able to say you're crazy. It's like the woman who had the state pay to have Drano dumped in her eyes, and they had all these people on the British television thinking it was great. This is in the U.S., but they show it there and go, she has courage. She blinded herself, and now the taxpayer pays for it. Any mental illness is now being promoted as good. The other is pointing drain cleaner in your eyes, the next trendy social justice movement. Now, I should be able to say, and it's my opinion, but let me tell you, it's my opinion, 2 + 2 = 4, that this woman is an absolute freakazoid nutcase that wants attention. And I realize more and more in this new trendy thing where you've got to be a victim, women especially, men commit most of the armed robberies and rapes. We're going to our guest in a moment. I'm just making these points, see what he says. But in criminology, women make stuff up, lie on average more than men, and will claim they're victims of things that didn't happen. They'll say horrible things happened to them just so they can go to court, and it's proven none of it's true, but they don't care because they've got 10 of their girlfriends there in the audience feeling sorry for them. It's drama queen behavior. Listen, if you want to dump Drano in your nice fruitcake, you need to be locked up because you're going to hurt yourself. People that used to hurt themselves, we put them in rubber rooms. Now I got to pay for you to chop your Johnson off or to pour Drano in your eyes. And the new movement is, whether nuggets or whatever, they cut their arms and legs off and live in a box and wear diapers. I ain't paying for you to live in a diaper with your arms and legs chopped off. You need to be in a frickin' rubber room. Let's play the John Cleese clip and go back to our thought criminal friend.
Who's this thing? Strike you, my God!
He would have also been hit with hate crimes charges for this Monty Python sketch.
I am not a racist, but
Charlie Chaplin would have been.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Chaplin. No. Let's put the pro-Hitler Jew up, who should be arrested, too. Of course, he's not, but it doesn't matter. Let's arrest Charlie Chaplin. Here it is.
Being thrown in a jail cell for the same reason. If they're now treating any video content whatsoever that causes offense.
That's right, and anybody can be offended. This is a political takeover. Isn't the real fascist threat the folks that want to control language, sir? Again, the thought criminal that created Hitler Dog, Mark Meekin. And Mark, how do we visit your website, your YouTube? What are some of the other thought crimes you're engaged in?
Nothing really. I just kind of want to make people laugh. That was all. Just me and my friends just like making stupid videos. Most of them were all just sort of inside jokes between ourselves, and we didn't think people would find it funny, but apparently they do. And it's just all sort of blew up from there. That was all it was, really, and didn't really want to commit any thought crimes.
No, I get it. Around the office, our form of entertainment is inside jokes, which no one else would understand. But aren't those the best types of jokes?
Yeah, they are. I mean, I find them funny. I thought maybe other people would find them funny. I didn't really say to offend anyone or anything like that. Just sadly, that's what happened. But it seems that it was only a very, very small, you know, minority of people that were actually offended. And it's just that for someone to actually be arrested for hurting someone's feelings is, yeah, it's absurd.
Well, tell us the name of your channel.
It's Count Dankula. It's the name of the channel, yeah.
Not Count Dracula, but Count Dankula.
Yeah, Count Dankula, yeah.
Now, let me ask you the really serious question, Mark Meekin. Is the dog the holy one? Now that you'll say I'm worshiping Hitler, it's a joke, folks. Is the dog around?
The dog is here. Just
may I
here,
please,
yeah.
See, will you please put it in your lap?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
What's the name of Hitler dog?
His name's Bitter.
Oh, my gosh. Is that a boy or girl?
He's a boy.
A lot of folks don't like pugs. I really like them.
Yeah, he's a lovely dog, yeah.
Do you think that dog's having pro-Hitler thoughts right now, or is he thinking about food?
He's thinking about food. That's why he did the salute and everything. It was so he could get a treat.
Can we get a Hitler salute right now, or are you going to get arrested again? Now, see, you're scared. John Cleese can do it, and the BBC can, Vaulty Towers can, but you can't. So is freedom 2 plus 2 equals 4, or is freedom the right to have your pug salute Hitler? Which he isn't saluting Hitler, but he's simulating a fascist salute for school children to educate them about the horrors of the Nazis that controlled what people could say and do. Oh, I've heard of this before.
Well, it's just a case of any kind of restriction on free speech in any way is probably one of the most dangerous things to mankind.
But you are scared to have... ask the dog about Hitler, come on. You're afraid, see? Well, we're seeing it, folks.
Charges can still be brought against me, even though I was liberated. So
let me do it from the United States. Let me do it from the United States. What are some of the key words for the dog? What do I say to the dog?
Basically, if I say, what do I mean? Gas the Jews.
And then you've trained it that it gets food when you do that, right?
Yeah, that's what he thinks it is, yeah.
And, of course, there's nothing funny about what Hitler did, but, you know, the point is that we fought Hitler. But if we were Germans, we should be able to make a joke, because that's what it's all about, is how ridiculous it is.
It is kind of ridiculous. It definitely shouldn't have gotten to this stage.
But no one wants to gas the Jews?
No.
Dog can't hear me? Can the dog hear me?
I think the dog can probably hear you, maybe.
Oh, my God, that is a cute dog. That dog doesn't get kisses, does it?
Well, my girlfriend, she loves him. She loves him loads, yeah.
Is that her baby?
Yeah. She loves this dog more than she loves me.
I believe it. I already like the dog better than you, but seriously, no. I'm joking. You know what I see is more offensive than Hitler dog? And if you have a right to put it up, the hammer and sickle has had about 180 million people been killed under it. Do you have hammers and sickles in some of your videos as a joke, which is your right, or are you kind of feeling the burn?
I haven't included like any hammers and sickles or anything like that. You know, that's something I could probably do one day. You know,
Then somebody else must have used one of your videos, and I apologize. What is your political views?
Political views are just basically I do believe strongly in free speech. I do believe in free enterprise. I do believe in, you know, basically working very, very hard to make sure everyone's an employee.
Oh, so you are evil? Okay, so they got you right. No, good thing they arrested you. Sir, can we please see Hitler dog again? I apologize.
No, that's fine.
Tell it treat.
Right, okay.
What does your dog think of Count Dankula?
I don't think he's any idea about the trouble he's actually caused. Anything like?
Did the police interrogate the dog? Did they question the dog?
No, they didn't. They didn't bring the dog in or anything like that. No.
You know, some people are now identifying as trans species. Maybe that's not a dog. Maybe that's a jet pilot, or maybe it's a nuclear physicist. Maybe that's a person. What if your dog starts identifying as a person? Could it be allowed to say, drive an army tank or something?
I don't know. Probably not, man.
Brother, I really appreciate you spending time with us and re-simulating the supposed crime that you committed. But I doubt they're going to be back again. Any other points you'd like to add? But just please keep the dog on screen for us.
Yeah. It's just a case of freedom of speech is something that's absolutely crucial to civilization. You need to be able to criticize everything. If people weren't allowed to do that, you wouldn't have had people uprising against brutal dictatorships or anything like that if people weren't allowed to freely express their views. It's something that is extremely important and it's paramount to a civilization thriving. It's not something that should be oppressed. I mean, everything that's happened to me is something, you know, straight out of 1984. I made a joke and, you know, I was immediately arrested and things like that, and it's just wrong. It shouldn't be a crime to hurt someone's feelings. That's pretty much it.
I think your dog may be the cutest pug ever. What is the cue to get the dog to, let's say, down with Hitler, and then perhaps he'll salute that, and that'll make the police happier? Down with Hitler? Down with Hitler?
Yeah, I've got probably should try and teach him some other more politically correct tricks.
All right, it's Count Dankula on YouTube. Everybody should subscribe to support free speech nonetheless. You're very... talented guy, Mark, and your girlfriend as well. Seen some of her videos. And please, we'd like your dog to be a reporter for Infowars.com and a free speech advocate. Thank you so much, sir. Great having you.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
All right, there he goes, folks. Really nice chap there. And a good attitude about the whole thing. But I'm telling you, this is dangerous.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Talcum Powder Justice with principal office in California is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Rob Dew, our news director, is real sick with the flu or something, but he's better now. But he's the guy that got this footage along with the rest of our great crew around the country getting exhausted in dozens of states following the social justice warriors that spit in your face, physically attack you, you name it. Whether it was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or whether it was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or whether it was in San Francisco, California, it doesn't matter. They would all run up and scream, "You're an effing white male." And I hate to talk like that, but that's what they say. And it's like white women and white men are the ones that they walk over and they go, "You don't get to talk. You're a white male." And of course, it's not lost on them. I guess they know that they're white too. And I'm not trying to, you know, social justice signal or whatever they call it when I kind of say the virtue signal when I say that I think the worst social justice warriors are white, usually. Because maybe they have the most white guilt and they've got something to prove. I don't know what it is, but these people are wild. And they are so incredibly stupid. Now, I didn't give this guy this nickname, Age Skrillex, but I don't know his real name. This is one of the biggest memes on the internet. But when you're out in public screaming that folks don't have any right to speech, and all over the country, people walk up with a camera and go, "You are a white male, check your privilege and shut up." We ought to just take a whole compilation of the, "Hey, you're a white male, shut up." And they'll be there with some blue-collar guy standing in line going, "You're a privileged white male." And they're like, "Huh?" You know, it's like Bernie Sanders. There are no poor white people in the world. Really, really. There are more than twice as many as there are black people. And you can argue there are more blacks per capita, and that's true, that are poor. And that, you know, should be worked on, obviously. But it's still, numbers double in the U.S. Double. Physically, you know, numbers. It's just, but they don't count. See, they're not human. But this isn't a black versus white or Hispanic versus white deal. This is what the media is making it. Again, it's divide and conquer. And I know you know that. I'm going to go to Debbie, and I'm going to go to Suzette and Kirby and Aaron and Tim right now. Here in just a moment, Tim listening on KEIB in California. We're going to go to him in just a moment. But before we do that, I wanted to play just Age Skrillex. That's the internet's name for this unknown soldier of the Social Justice Warrior Guild. But here it is.
You've never experienced depression in your entire fucking life. Neither have I.
You know me.
And that's Carl the Cuck. Cluck. I mean, you can't get better entertainment than this. My son says the whole school watches these. And then I talk to other kids, and they say, this is all anyone watches. The left is in trouble, man. And by the way, I'm talking about so-called minority kids are watching it. I mean, everyone cannot stand these people. I mean, it's crazy how dumb they are.
Jack, Dallas, Republican, you're on with Joe DiGenova.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? I'm Jack Strickland. The question I don't see being addressed is the abundance of references in her email.
Sorry about that. We're going to go ahead and move on.
I'm sorry. That's like a month old or whatever. I can't help it. I got to watch that at least 5 times a day. Oh, I'm sorry. I have guilty pleasures. I kind of got past watching people that are dumb for entertainment. Man, these videos are just too luscious. Except when you realize they've got our kids, they've got our culture, they've taken over, and they don't want to thrive and build cities or have better science. They just want to run around pecking at everyone that they're evil and they're homophobic and they're bad. And you're just like, hey, dude, I don't care what you do. Just leave me alone. Shut up. You're a white male. Donald Trump wants a bunch of wars. Actually, he was against the Iraq war. Shut up. You're a white male. Obamacare doubles prices. Shut up, racist. Obama's coming for the guns. Shut up, racist. They've opened the borders. It's bankrupting. Shut up, racist. That's the new intellectual thing. All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up now. Speaking of shut up, racist, we're going to go to Tim. And here in a second, but first, Debbie. And this is all the longest. Kirby and Aaron, Suzette, and others. Debbie, thank you for holding from New Jersey. You wonder about the TSA. I mean, I should kick that off and talk about it in the first hour. Up at the airport there in Chicago, 4-hour waits, 3-hour waits, mile-long lines, and the TSA holding us hostage saying, give us more money. Well, what's the money, Lebowski? And I say, I can get you a tow by 2 o'clock with paint. You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Debbie.
So I called into Talk Radio New Jersey 101.5 again,
and the article was a TSA article, and it was discussing your abuse of power. So my comment was that the original jihad and fraud in chief, Hussein Obama, was flying in tens of thousands of illegals into the airports with no vetting, that we have no borders, and that we shouldn't be giving up our liberty for false security. So the host asked me, who's your news source? And I was going to say InfoWars. I did not, because I did not want him to call me a conspiracy theorist.
Sure.
So I said Drudge Report. So he said, wow, he says, they have a very respected news crew there. They're a highly respected news source. And I said, yes, they are. So the following day, I called in to the same show on an issue regarding the HUD, the Section 8 housing. And when they took my call, the kid asked me what my comment was. So I said, my comment is that they plan on putting all these new jihads in the Section 8 housing. And they said, oh, we're sorry, we can't take your call. I just found it amusing.
Well, sure. Ma'am, let them call you a conspiracy theorist. That's a badge of honor. In fact, I meant to cover that today. I actually have written here the true definition of conspiracy theory. And then also I want to talk about the fact this is Friday the 13th and the history of Friday the 13th, but I'll do that after our next guest leaves us and after we've taken calls. But the true definition of a conspiracy theorist is someone that studies history and knows that there are organized crime elements in human community that always try to set up the same type of systems, and they destroy civilization. So a conspiracy theorist is someone that questions known liars and has studied history. The Bible, every history book, warns of criminal conspiracies, combines, cults, groups that seek power, that take control of civilization. Every fairy tale, every fable, everything children were warned about through stories is about that, because it happens over and over again in fiction and in reality. It all mirrors. And now the last 60 years, they said there is no corruption, there is no problems. Oh, there is in your town or city, but not at the top. There's nothing happening. And so you've got a media with a 6% trust rate trying to make you feel dumb. And by the way, he was being sarcastic, you know, because I guess you called in about the problem yesterday before it was big news when Drudge first linked to it. Oh, that's a big news source that did that, uh-huh, because it was a citizen with a camera showing the giant line. Well, thank God the citizens are reporting to the people. We see something, we say something. So local news wouldn't have covered that. That's now national news and local news. We forced it out. You forced it out. Drudge forced it out. It was 6-7 years ago the whole TSA controversy started, because Drudge almost every week would link to our articles and stuff people sent us of them searching kids and saying they weren't, and then letting Muslims through with full, you know, burqas on. So who cares what news source it is? We show this line that takes 15 minutes to walk up. We show 3-4 hour longer waits. We show luggage piled up in huge parking lots. And we force them to cover it. That's what they can't stand. So they go, oh, Debbie, where'd you see that? Look, believe me, it has more credibility with the general public to say InfoWars.com or DrudgeReport.com than it does to say CBS News. But regardless, it shows how desperate they are, with 6% still trusting him. They're there to make you feel like you're alone. You're by yourself when you're the majority, ma'am. So good job talking yesterday about the admitted TSA lines all over the country that are getting worse and worse, and they're totally horrible. And then they leave our borders open and fly aircraft in. New York Daily News, Associated Press, CBS, if you want to use those, have all reported planes land every day, and the feds say, search no one's passports or IDs, let them in. But see, the host thinks his listeners are dumb, so when you bring that up, he wants to giggle at you with his big voice and feel powerful over you, Debbie, because they've got talk radio on a one-inch leash now, and they're bringing in all this money for advertising from big conduits that don't even make money back on it, but to control the content. It is on. I have been told by affiliates everywhere that pressure is on. That's why if you hear us on stations around the country, you need to support them, because they're bucking the trend to shut down free speech, Debbie. God bless you. But you hit the nail on the head. Our borders are open. The Border Patrol completes the smuggling process. That's from the head of the Border Patrol Union. That's a quote. We're reporting the facts. They're bringing jihadis in. It's all a hoax. It's all a fraud. And now they want more funding for more naked body scanners and highway checkpoints when the border's wide open. That's like leaving That's like leaving your front door open and your bedroom door open, but then hiring an armed guard to randomly search people that try to enter your children's room at night. No, you just have an alarm and lock the door. It's crazy. But see, they want to make you pay for the armed guard. No, we're going to lock the door, and we're going to have our own guns. See, they want the monopoly. God bless you. Great points. Who's been holding the most next? We'll go to Kirby and then to Tim. Kirby, you're on the air from California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
You're our beloved Alex. Thank you so much for all the truth, because that's the knowledge and the power, yeah?
Well, I mean, the last lady called in and said it better than I say it. I mean, a lot of this is pretty simple, you know. I mean, the border's wide open and they got checkpoints grabbing our genitals. I mean, that's about getting in our space like a dog urinating on another dog to let us know that we are dominated, we are slaves, we are over. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, children could understand it, and they are our future. So here's the thing. Yes, absolutely. It's time for the gloves to come off. Absolutely. So the truth is out there. The knowledge has been out there. You look at sites like you guys and all your social media sites. My goodness, it's millions upon millions upon millions of viewers, right? Isn't that a beautiful thing, how many people you guys reach?
And we're one small part of it, ma'am. You can start a YouTube, too. You can start a radio blog. It's about everybody realizing what they have to say matters. You are just as important, Suzette or Kirby. I've got a bunch of calls changing here on the screen. You are just as important as a New York Times writer or a Washington Post writer or a Daily Beast writer. And, of course, I'm stealing that from Matt Drudge. But he's Matt, over the years, has sent nice little notes to some of my writers, you know, saying, hey, you're just as important as a New York – I shouldn't tell Inside Baseball, but he didn't say, don't say this so I can say it. He's a very private guy. And he's tweeted stuff like this. But, you know, it's like Charlton Heston when he used to say – hey, call me up if you ever need encouragement or want to talk. And I'm like, you're kidding. So I called it a few times a month later, didn't answer, called one day, he answered, we talked like 35 minutes. He's been on the show, too, before he died. But he really cared about the future. He really cared about young people. He really cared about encouraging people. And, you know, Matt Drudge sent nice notes to people going, hey, you know, be bold in what you're doing. Be proud of what you're doing. When Drudge has emailed somebody and they've said, really, I'm doing a good job or whatever. And he's like, yeah, you're just as important as the New York Times. Well, I go further. You as listeners are more important than the New York Times. They've proven themselves to spin and lie and deceive. Okay? You know you're for real. You know you want the truth. You're not on the globalist payroll. I respect somebody when the cops did a bad thing, shot that innocent man 4 or 5 years ago in San Francisco in the back, and then lied about it at the train station and took everybody's cameras away, but one person crouching in the back of a train got it on tape. That person's a hero. They deserve a Pulitzer Prize. That's journalism out there where they could have been killed for doing that or beat up and sent to prison doing it. So that person deserves a prize. In fact, I want to establish some system where we give yearly awards to the best citizen activists and journalists out there, because this needs to be honored. The globalists honor all their groups to make us feel, you know, small and then big. Bull. You are more important than the dying dinosaur media. To take what Matt Drudge said and take it to the next level. Okay, thank you, Kirby. Appreciate your call. But see, does Matt Drudge want to hang around with all the famous people? No. He wants to sit there and encourage real grassroots people. So do I. Because we're in a war, people. The globalists are evil. And once you get that, you understand, this is a fight. All right, I want to go to Tim listening on KEIB. I know we got a lot of new affiliates, but is that a new affiliate? Because I've never heard of KEIB. We'll find out exactly where that is in California. We got like 6 or 7 affiliates out in California, but that's I'll talk to him in just a moment. But first, Suzette, I'd miss what she was saying. That's important. Chemical plant, local security ramping up. Yes, they're ramping up security, which bogs down our economy, but we got to do it, all over the country because they believe jihad threats are imminent against chemical plants, nuke plants, you name it, because they've gotten the documents from ISIS. That's what they're planning to do. Why'd you let them in to begin with? It goes back to what the caller before last said. So thank you, Suzette. Great points. Let's go ahead. Oh, no, Suzette's there. I'm out of control today. Excuse me. Suzette, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. Great.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Hey. This is off topic, but one of the other guys that loved to mock Hitler was Mel Brooks. He made millions doing it. But
that's right, but you got to arrest Mel Brooks now. I guess he's evil, too.
That's right. He's racist. I live oh, about three or four blocks from a place that used to be called Biofort, and now it's Emergent. And they were evidently at the time about 9/11 the only place that was producing vaccine for anthrax and a few other things. And they are, I knew a vet that worked there, and she would talk occasionally about what was going on. But they have all sorts of little nasties in there. And I remember not too long ago they were importing scientists from Europe to work there because evidently nobody in the United States was smart enough to work there. So they have hardened that facility since 9/11. They've got about 12-foot high, oh, Gothic-type fencing with the points at the top. They've got concertina wire and no man's land between the two fences. And they built an army depot directly across the street. This place,
well, they are hardening the infrastructure all over, but you don't do that and leave the border open. They're like building us up, getting us ready for the attack, and then I guess bringing permanent martial law afterwards, calling it civil emergency. Great point, Suzette. Thanks for holding to tell us that. By the way, I get all of our affiliates confused. We have so many, and I know we have two stations in the Los Angeles area. One barely comes in. One is in it. That's our big Los Angeles affiliate, KEIB, 1150 AM. I'm kind of out of it today. It's called The Patriot. They're wonderful. And the one area I dropped the ball is promoting our affiliates. But it's not for lack of love. It's just I'm overworked, folks.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy to carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
All right, I tend to spin out of control sometimes in the third, fourth hour. We have a former Army Ranger assigned as a contractor to the CIA, Benghazi hero, joining us. He wrote the book, 13 Hours. that was made into the film in the next hour. I am a syndicated radio host. I've been in the top, 20 talkers or whatever in magazines and stuff. I really don't have time to follow all that. We dominate the internet. We dominate YouTube. We dominate Facebook. Some say I'm in the top 10 terrestrial host. I'm not measuring things here. I just want to warn people. I hope all the big hosts start talking about this stuff. But I really need to spend more time with our AM and FM affiliates and more time cutting liners for them and more time even working with listeners to buy billboards and advertising, because the show really has hit its biggest growth period ever. When I talk about how many affiliates we have, it's way higher than I've even been saying. I just am too busy battling the globalists to even pay attention. And I don't have the crew or infrastructure to focus on a lot of the things we're doing because I don't have the capital. And talk radio is that way, too. Giant audiences, the best place to advertise compared to the internet and TV and stuff, in my view. But people just don't know that. And I think radio is so neglected. But I was thinking, when they said the affiliate's name, and I'm going to the caller, let's put it back on screen for TV viewers. When they said the radio call letters for KEIB 1150, I used to go on that station as a guest overnights. It's 50,000 watts daytime, 44,000 watts nighttime. Folks, AM goes across the country with that level of power. Now, mainly it aims out at the ocean, but that's one of the top stations in L.A., and it's like surreal that I'm on some of the biggest stations in New York, Chicago, you name it. They'll have like New York Times articles going, Alex Jones is an internet radio host. Like I haven't been on AM and FM radio for 21 years. But that's how they manipulate their audiences. That's why they're losing their audiences. But yes, we're like on WNJ 1160, 20,000 watts in the daytime in New York City. I've got to do targeted ads for my listeners in that area or something just to help those stations, because it's so good to be on some of the biggest stations in the country. And it's happening. And it's because people finally go, wait, I guess Alex Jones is really right. Stuff has gone so far now that I'm almost basically becoming passe. But isn't that good? And we get stations great ratings. But it is so important to spread the word about those stations, to become sponsors of those. I cannot stress to you enough how serious this globalist war is against free and independent media. Look at the Facebook Senate hearings. We exposed it. You exposed it. Talk Radio exposed it. Drudge Report exposed it. There's now hearings. And it was like they untied a boat from the dock with the engine on. We're now flying at high speed. All of our Facebook stuff is suddenly just exploding because they took the foot off our neck. And if they're going to have a foot on our neck, they should at least be honest about it. Tim in California is calling in. He says he wants Hugh Hewitt for VP, I guess, for Trump. Go ahead, sir.
Love you, Alex. I'm Tim Kellum carrying Hugh Hewitt for U.S. Vice President for Trump, and Tim Kellum carrying for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House, best major candidate, T-I-M space K-A-L-E-M-K-A-R-I-E.
Well, I mean, Hugh Hewitt's a great talk show host. I think I've been on his show before.
Trying to get rid of Obamacare. I want Hugh Hewitt to be my vice president also.
Well, I want to make you vice president, Tim. All I know is, isn't it exciting how fast people are waking up? I mean, I'm not trying to put perfume on a pig here. We're in a pickle, but kettle of fish. But I tell you, some good stuff's happening, too. What do you think?
I think it's great. You're on from midnight till 3 a.m. here on 1150 a.m. KEIB.
I know, and I've been on there like a year and a half, and I remember them telling me a year and a half ago, oh, you're on a 50,000-watt blowtorch in L.A., one of the top stations, and it's just, like, surreal. Because, folks, it's so hard to get on those, it'll make your head spin. But that's how it operates. Look, when I got big on XM and Sirius, they had big money come in from Goldman Sachs to get me off. I mean, I was told that by the execs. This is a war, folks. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the fourth hour. I love you all. It's great to be a patriot, isn't it?
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.